crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We've got to talk some high school baseball here on the show today. The regular season and the 2A classification came to a close on Friday, and now the Emory Spartans, they'll prepare for the opening round of the state tournament this Saturday. Baseball goes by in such a hurry at the high school level. The Carbon Dinos, they have one more week. They got a bye this week, so there's one more week in the 3A season, and then they'll move into the state tournament. We'll talk more about Carbon a little bit later on in the week. Right now, we will focus on Emory. Again, they closed out the regular season with a 3-0 loss to Gunnison at home. Joining us right now to talk a bit about that and the first-round matchups, we have head coach Sean Alton over the phone. Coach, as always, I appreciate you making time for us. Good to hear from you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jordan.
Coach, we've reached the end of the regular season. Emory finishes 6-4 in league play following back-to-back losses to Gunnison. Back-to-back losses to a team that goes 9-1 and wins a region championship. But those two losses, that was very competitive baseball.
Absolutely. It is. Hats off to Gunnison. They are a great team, very well coached. And, you know, it's just a game that really both games could have went either way, and Gunnison come out on top.
The first contest, Coach, we lose by one run, and that right there kind of ended all chances of winning a region championship. The following game, Friday, it was a 3-0 win for Gunnison. How much of that first loss played into the attitude or maybe the spirits of that game on Friday, knowing that you were pretty much locked in at the number 3 spot from that point on?
You know, I don't think it played that big of a deal. We're excited to play whoever we get. And right now, with that loss, the positive that comes from that, the kids really understand that, you know what, we can play with the top teams in the state. And Gunnison and Grand being, you know, a couple of the top teams, we're right there with them. And so that right there shows us what we can, you know, what we can really do in the state.
Yeah, you and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. You go back to the win over South Sevier, and you talk about the win against Grand and a one-run loss to Gunnison. Those are three of the top five teams in the state, and you guys beat two of them and played to a one-run contest with the other.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it does give our kids a lot of confidence just knowing that we can play. And it shows where we are as a team, and the kids are really excited to get this tournament underway and show the state what we can really do.
At this point in time of the season, they always say you either know it or you don't. So as far as the progression of this team goes, are you happy with where they are compared to day one?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think they've exceeded and excelled and done really well and overachieved a lot of things. And, the kids understand what they need to do to really get it done on the ball field and how to win ball games.
You know, while this is your first year as the manager, head coach of this team, you have been around for quite some time. So you've seen things play out. As far as the regions and divisions go, is this the most competitive region that you can remember being a part of? Because for me, front to back, Coach, you're not going to find a better division here in 2A.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you nailed it on the head, Jordan. This is by far, in my mind, the most competitive I've seen this region. You know, with Grant and Gunnison and us right there at the top, you know, throw San Juan in the mix. They are a tough team, a team not to be overlooked. And so, you know, really, as competitive as it is, I think it's really going to sit well for us and help us come state tournament play.
Yeah, I'm glad you bring up San Juan because they enter a 4 seed. And I'll tell you, Providence Hall is a 1 seed. And, I don't know if you really gain a lot playing a squad like San Juan in the opening round. That's not a typical 4 seed. They have athletes on that team.
Absolutely. And, you know, as I look at our region, Jordan, I don't know if there's really any team in the state that wants to face our 2, 3, and 4 seeds as well as we've been playing in this region.
No, I definitely agree with you 100%. Coach, let's move on and let's talk about who you guys will see first off and foremost. I know that it's not completely set right in that division, but it looks like it'll be Summit Academy. Is that the first round matchup?
Yes, that's what I've been told, and looks like that's who we'll face. I know it's still, a to-be-determined thing on the website, but I've been told through sources that our first round game will be Summit Academy.
It's a team that I don't know a whole lot about, Coach. What stands out to you, or have you looked at that yet?
They have won quite a few ball games. You know, they are a private school, K-12 can't really gain too much about that. Don't know what they can and can't recruit and who they can and can't bring in. I did talk to the Grand coach just a little bit. Grand has played them twice this year and has beat them both times, I believe a 9-1 score and a 6-0 score. So I do know that, you know, coming down and playing Grand, talking to the coach, they are a very beatable team. However, you know, I talked with Manti coach too, and they say that they are a legit team. So they're obviously a team. I believe any team in the state tournament you cannot take lightly, and you've got to go out with full vengeance and take it to them.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Sean Alton of the Emory Sport and Baseball team. This will be at Kanab. So Kanab's the one seed coming out of the South Division. All in all, Kanab, I mean, that's a tough division, Coach, because Beaver was right there. Enterprise was right there as well. I think probably when you match up divisions, you know, one against the other, outside of the East, I think the South was pretty good. I mean, front to back as well.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's probably the number two region in the state that has a tougher schedule. But I feel confident. I feel that we have a great draw being the three seed and going to Kanab. Look at the teams they've played, teams that they've lost. You know, they have a similar record, and I feel that we match up really well with them.
Yeah, I think in comparison to going to South Sevier, as crazy as it sounds, it probably fits you guys better to be the three seed than the two.
No, I agree. I agree 100%. You know, I'm not trying to look past some academy at all and get to that, you know, Kanab game, but I just feel that the four teams that will be down there, you know, including us, I don't think there's a better fit for us, you know, other than obviously being the one seed here in our region. But I feel confident, extremely confident with the way our kids can play, with their ability, you know, swinging the bat, that kind of thing. You know, I feel very confident.
I asked you this off of the cuff, who would get the ball in game one, and you said you'd roll with Tell Gardner game one and then Zach Jorgensen game two. Two seniors that have been around the game of baseball for a really long time. I mean, that's a pretty potent 1-2 punch for the pitcher's mound. How do you manage their innings in the opening round of the state tournament?
I'm going to do like I've done all year. You know, Tell's going to go as long as he can, get up to that pitch count. You know, Tell and Zach, you know, throw Race right there in the mix. Easton Gordon, as of lately, all season long, those four have pitched extremely well. I just hope that we can get the run support to help them. You know, Tell and Zach are a great 1-2 punch, as you mentioned. Race has been phenomenal on the hill, and when Easton has come in, he's given us some exceptionally good innings as well. So with those four, I feel, you know, 100% confident in their ability. I know they're going to go out and compete, and they're going to get it done on the hill for us. And with our bats, you know, we just need to get the run support and good things will happen.
Anything can happen in the state tournament, but I think this is a given. If you lose that first game, it is so difficult to come back through the loser's bracket and win a state championship. I mean, it's possible. I believe it has happened before, but there's so much emphasis in a double elimination tournament, Coach, to get that first win.
Absolutely. And that's why we're going to roll with Tell. You know, we need to get that first win, and we're going to roll with Tell, and I'm going to get him up to, you know, whatever pitch count he can get to and be successful. And, you know, I have 100% confidence in Tell. And then in the next game with Zach, same thing. You know, both great 1-2 punches, and I think we're going to be a scary team for other teams to match up with.
I know that there's so many games, and you really have to go, you know, four or five, sometimes even six pitchers deep once you get into the 2A state tournament. With that being said, you really have to rely a lot on your offense, don't you, come state tournament time? I mean, you have to score runs and bunches, and that's why you go back and you look at the state championship teams just a couple of years back. They scored a lot of runs in the state tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this year, being a pivotal year with the count, is even going to be even higher. I think you're going to see a lot of 10, 12, 15, maybe even runs upwards of 18 into the 20s, because with pitch count, you're going to lose pitchers fast. And you're going to see teams 3, 4, 5, 6 pitchers. And so offense is going to be huge. And who can put the ball in play and score and manufacture runs.
Now, going into the state tournament, there's only a few teams that Emory has scored more runs than in league play. Does that concern you at all? Or is that stat kind of twisted based on the fact that the pitching is such high quality in the 2A East?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit twisted, to be honest with you. I mean, you look at the Jones kid from Grand and the Ward kid, you know, two great pitchers. We got Tell and Zach, put old Race in there in Easton. And then you got the two from Gunnison with, you know, Drew Hill and the main kid they brought down from Harriman. So the pitching really is just that good with those three schools and their pitching. So outside of that, I think, you know, we can score a whole bunch of runs.
Yeah, and I ask that because, I mean, outside of the 2A, you look at the 2A East and the 2A South, those were the two divisions where there were the lowest amount of runs manufactured. Now, if you look at the North and then you look at the Central, those teams were scoring in bunches. And so I don't think that's a coincidence when we're talking about the competitiveness of these two divisions. The pitching, obviously the best pitchers lie in these two divisions.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you 100%. And it's going to come down who's hitting the ball that day and who can play defense and keep the errors down for sure.
Coach, last week before you go in, you have a week off before you go into the action this weekend. So what do you guys work on in practice? Is it more relaxed? Is it the same routine that it has been all year long? Do you notch it up? Do you notch it down? I mean, what do you do this week?
You know, I think we're going to notch it up just a little bit. We're going to go in and do just a whole bunch of reps. We're going to do, you know, a whole bunch of cuts. I've got to do some homework and figure out, you know, other teams pitching and what they can and can't do, and then just try to capitalize off on that. But we're going to take it serious. We're going to go into it and really get focused and come into the state tournament with a vengeance and show what Emory High baseball is really made of.
All in all, when you get to the state tournament, how does the play amplify compared to the region play? I mean, is there a noticeable difference in your eyes?
Absolutely. Just based off of, you know, personality, you know, the mental aspect of it. It's just an exciting time of the year. You know, we're to that point. And so if we can keep the kids mentally focused and disciplined, you know, good things are going to happen. But for sure, like you said, you know, region play, you go through there, you play. But come state tournament time, it does amplify just based on that, hey, you're in the state tournament and this is exciting.
Well, Coach, it is always fun to talk with you. It's fun to get an update on Emory High School baseball. Best of luck this weekend. Hopefully when we talk next week, we're talking about two wins.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Jordan.
Definitely, Coach. Again, the Emory Spartans will open up first round action this Saturday. They'll travel on the road to Kanab. They get Summit Academy in the first round. We've got a break for just a moment. All the talk of the NFL draft and the NBA playoffs, I mean, it's great, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, there's a lot of great stuff happening in the world of boxing. We had a tremendous heavyweight showdown Saturday. Vladimir Klitschko suffering a TKO loss to Anthony Joshua in the 11th round. That was in the UK at Wembley Stadium. One of the best heavyweight fights I have seen, no lie, 10 to 15 years. That fight was tremendous. And we got a big fight coming up this Saturday, Canelo and Chavez Jr. We're going to talk some boxing. Haven't talked boxing in a while here on Drive Time Sports. That's what we'll move over to right after this, plus give you a NASCAR update on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.